Okay, thank you, Lord. Open your Bibles with me this morning to 1 Timothy chapter 4. I've got a very short message today. Everybody smile. All is good. I'm only going to speak till the Lord's done, okay? He has a plan for today. Amen. I don't know if you understand and you realize there's so many things that took place already in the atmosphere here today. There was about 4 or 5 shiftings that took place in the atmosphere. I mean, just in this building where we're at right now, there was a shifting. There was things being moved. I want you to know that God is always on the move. Amen. We don't serve a stagnant, dead God. He's alive and He's well. Amen. 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 And because He lives, man, we live. Hallelujah.
That's right. Amen.
You know, when I was looking at this word, the Lord was just reminding me how real He is and how real Satan is. And how real the circumstances are that you go through in life. You know, God doesn't tell us to be in denial. All right? We recognize in this world we shall have tribulation.
Amen.
But be of good cheer.
Yeah.
I have overcome the world, He said.
Right.
So as we're looking at this and what the Lord was speaking to my heart about, as a minister, that, hey, we're gonna try to hit the nail on the head. Amen. You know, I learned something years ago. I thought maybe I wanted to be a builder. So I started building. Thank the Lord for deliverance out of that. Probably the people I was building for were praising God too. But in builder, and I went with a friend of mine, and we started building log homes. And with the log homes, there was you had a sledgehammer. We cut the handle off so we could straddle the wall and swing the sledgehammer. And we had long spikes that we nailed the thing. And the key was we would have contests to see how many swipes it would take to drive the spike. You know, it's just like a nail, you know. It should only take twice to drive a 16-penny nail. If you hit it right. Amen. And so why I'm saying this is we don't have to beat around the bush. We're going to get right to the point today. Okay. And we're going to pray that we hit the nail right on the head. Amen. So look with me in 1 Timothy 4, begin with verse number 7. The Word of God says, but refuse profane and old wives' fables and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable to all things, having the promise of life that now is and of that which is to come. In other words, you know, the Apostle Paul wasn't telling Timothy not to exercise. He's not telling him not to work out. But he said, if you work out, you don't have Jesus, you'll just be fit and go to hell. All right? Just to put it right like he's saying it, you know, and not beat around the bush. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Today I want to speak to you about the realm of reality. I want to talk to you this morning about the reproach, the reliance, the rescue and the reward. Amen. And I'm going to have brief points. Everybody said? I'm trying to, brief points. And brief points means I'm not going to be long-winded today. All right? I thought I'd hear hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, I'm going to be long-winded today. Never mind. Let's lift the word. I'm trying to put some smiles on some people's faces. All right? We're not at the dentist's office.
God isn't going to drill your teeth this morning. You might have to grit them from time to time, but he's not going to drill on them. Let's make a declaration to hell. Say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. I'm listening. My ears are open, and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful. We're so grateful, Father God, for you. We're so grateful for who you are and all that you are, Father God. We're so grateful that you're the author and you're the finisher of our faith, Father God. Lord, we're grateful, Father God, that your word says that you're bringing it forth to edify, to encourage, and to comfort everyone in the room. And Father, when all's said and done, may you be glorified and honored in the preaching and teaching of your word. And when all's said and done, we'll give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. So he says first in our text, I'm going to go with verse number 10, for therefore we both labor and suffer reproach. Amen? Hey, it's nothing wrong with work. Work's good. Matter of fact, he tells us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, okay? Hallelujah. It's a P.S., not a prerequisite, but it's what I'm doing out of gratitude, an attitude of gratitude. But what he's talking about here, he says, we both labor and suffer reproach. In other words, you're going to get railed on. You're going to get ridiculed if you're a true child of God. Some people are going to call you a Bible thumper. They might call you a holy roller. They might call you one of those religious nuts. But I want you to understand, God says he's well pleased when you're a nut for him. In other words, he said you're going to suffer reproach. He said if they persecuted me, they will persecute you. Amen? But he says in this last day, in this time that we're living in, the church is going to sleep. The church has been scattered. The lie of the adversary has been told you can do it. You don't need church. You don't need the body of Christ. You got Jesus. That's all you need. That's a lie from the pits of hell. Because God would have never told us to gather together as a body if he didn't want us to gather as a body. You don't have everything you need. You have some things you need. He's the supply. But everyone in this room has something you need. Amen? The Bible says we're all body parts and we all have a part. Amen? Praise God. And let me tell you something. You talk about jumping and moving and flowing in the glory of God. When these parts start operating and flowing, it'd be like a giant walking in here. Ooh. But we suffer reproach for the name of Jesus. Look with me in Hebrews 11. I often said, and I'll say it again, because a lot of times I become the topics of conversations. And I believe that I thank God that if they're talking about me, they're leaving someone else alone. Hello? The Word of God says in Hebrews 11:25, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. We're esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. So speaking about Moses, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. In other words, Moses, when God called Moses, he knew he was going to go through some persecution. And let me say something to you, church. The church in the United States of America has not witnessed persecution like which is coming. Hello? Hello? According to God's word. Not according to what I had to say, but according to what God has to say. And he said there was not one word that would fall that isn't accomplished or done. Amen? Amen? It's so important to be connected. You know we're each other's support. If one suffers, we all suffer. If one rejoices, we all rejoice. He says, and here's what Jesus said in Luke chapter 6. Go with me to Luke chapter 6. We're all followers of Jesus, right?
Amen.
Jesus said this in Luke 6:22. He says, blessed are ye when men shall hate you and when they shall separate you from their company. In other words, I don't want to hang out with you. You're no fun. And shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their prophets unto the did their fathers unto the prophets. Amen. Hey, this isn't something new. It's just on a greater level because the world is a greater measure. You know, in other words, from the beginning of time, the earth has grown. It's multiplied. And there's more evil that's increased. There's more people beckoning demons and beckoning evil spirits. And there's a lot of evilness in the world that we live in. Amen. But you know what? In the midst of this dark and perverse world, God has a bride in the midst of it that he has called that will sustain it. We're not running. I'm not running. We're not running from the adversary. The Bible says we're to storm the gates of hell. Amen. He says in 1 Peter chapter 4. I guess I'm saying this because nowhere in God's word does it say this is going to be a hayride. All right. He says in 1 Peter 4:12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice in as much as you partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. Amen. And in other words, in the midst of this dark world, there's still light in the midst of it. Christ, God's light is shining through you and I. That's why he says, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. Hallelujah. Are we here? Has anybody talked about you lately? Just telling you what the Lord says. He says that also in the midst of this, he says this in our text. He says, for therefore if we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God. Because we trust in the living God. Our reliance. You know, Solomon said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your paths. In other words, even in the midst of reproach, we're still trusting the Lord. In the midst of persecution, we are still trusting the Lord. Our trust and our hope is that he has the only answer. There's no other answer. Look with me in 2 Timothy chapter 1. Verse number 12, the Apostle Paul writes to his student Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:12, he says, for the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed,
For I know whom I have believed and persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me, and faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. And that good thing which was committed unto thee keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. Amen. In other words, we're not fearing what man should do. I'm not living in fear. I'm not afraid. He says, fear not, I am with thee. Be not dismayed, I will help thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I'll uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness, says the Lord God. Amen. You know, there's an end time revival coming. You know, you see as this adversary's rising and the enemy's rising, there's an army of God that's rising too. And listen to me. This is where you have to get a hold of God's word. This is where you have to get a hold of God's word. If one can put 1,000 to flight and 2, 10,000, hello? Hello? In the natural, it may look very large and very big and something that we can overcome. But in the spiritual, we have to see it through God's eyes. Amen. When we look at it through God's eyes, hey, then all of a sudden, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. Amen. I can do all things through him. Amen. Devil, get behind me. You have no place in front of me. I'm a child of God. I've been bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus. I'm the righteousness of Jesus Christ. I'm a spirit-filled, tongue-speaking, Holy Ghost-filled man of God or woman of God. And you have no rights to me. You have no rights to my family. Amen. I got to recognize who I am. God's called me to speak words of life and protection over my family. God's called me to speak life and rights over you. I pray over you. I speak a blessing over you. I speak the favor of God to shine down upon you. Amen. When it doesn't look like nobody's been there for you, God wants you to know he's always there. And somebody is always praying for you. Somebody is always interceding for you. When you think like you're all alone, God puts it in someone's heart. And then all of a sudden, somebody starts interceding for you. Hello? You're just out of the blue. I'm running or walking or doing something, and all of a sudden there's a burden that comes in my heart, and I have to stop right there. I can't put it off till later. I used to put it off till later, and you know what happened? I'd forget. Now I'm learning that when he prompts me, I've got to stop right now and do it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And you know what? When I do that, I'm companying up with some angels. Amen. That are sent out on their behalf. Come on now. God wants you to understand some things, how big and how great he is. Amen. Look with me in Hebrews chapter 10. Are we still here? Verse number 23. The word of God says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another, provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, the manner some is, but exhorting one another even so much the more as we see the day approaching. More than ever before, this is the time to be in the house of God. Amen. This is the time to encourage one another to be here. Amen. You know, that adversary is lying to so many people. He's lying to them to say that they're not worthy. He's a liar. It never was about your worthiness. It was never about my worthiness. It's about him. Amen. I don't know, but when Jesus found me, I was a wretched sinner, and now I'm not as wretched, but I'm still a sinner saved by his grace. Amen.
Amen.
Well, some might think I'm still wretched, but that's okay. Hallelujah. Huh? Redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say what? Hallelujah. Amen. Stop allowing the adversary. See, here's one of the biggest things. It's a battlefield right here. Amen. When God said, so be it, or amen, or it's done, it's done. You know, when he puts a period at the end, it means the statement's finished, it's done. And I've got to put the period on it. Not maybe, perhaps, if this, if that, but I got to say, okay, God, you said it, I believe it, now I'm going to receive it. You know what? I believe it, I receive it. So what is the one thing that the adversary is going to try to do when I need to receive something? He's going to sow discord in it. He's going to try to weaken it. He puts, but if. But if. But if. God says, no. 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 I am your Savior. I am your healer. I am your Redeemer. When I said on the cross of Calvary it was finished, it was complete. I didn't say, P.S., you got to get something else later. I said it was done. It was complete. Now enter into my finished work and receive all that I have for you. Tell that devil to stop casting that confusion into your mind. The devil is the artist of confusion. God is a God of order. He does things decently in order. He doesn't bring confusion. What if, and if, and if, and if, and I'm... Come on now. Amen. Half the body of Christ is walking around like, oh no. You know, a house divided can't stand. You know, hey, we believe God in his word. Amen. Hallelujah. You may say, hey, this guy acts like a nut sometimes. Is that okay? But when I act like a nut, it gets into you. God knew exactly what you need to see. Freak of nature. That's why he called me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Let me get going because I said I'll be quick. He also says in our text is, trust in who is the Savior of all men. I want you to understand that the Savior of all men, of course, the Savior of all men is the ones that call upon him, and that he wants you to understand something, that he's the one, in this context in which it's written, that he's the giver of life. Amen? He is the creator. He's the giver of life. So let's look with me. Look with me in Acts chapter 17. It's kind of interesting that the Apostle Paul does this almost like a poem. You know, there's a little poetic nature that came out of him when he's addressing the men of Athens, okay? And he says in verse Acts 17, 24, he says, God that made the world and the things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. And he have made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and have determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. Amen. Amen. For him we live and move and have our being. The prophet Isaiah prophesied this in Isaiah 42. The Isaiah 42, he said, and verse number 5, he said, thus saith the Lord God, or God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, and he that spread forth the earth, and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto all the people upon it, and the spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness. I will hold thine hand. I will keep thee. I will give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light unto the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to any graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Hello? And as God's word is prophesied and spoken, every last word that has been spoken will come to pass. Every last word. There is not one word that will fall that will not be accomplished. And so I look at that and I say, hey, let's look with 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2. Verse 4. What is his purpose? Who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen? Amen? So this is a time for the church to arise. You know, he says in Titus, the Apostle Paul said in Titus 2:11, he said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation have appeared to all men, teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and of our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. In other words, he's come to save. Amen. He's my rescuer. Amen. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but the Word of God says in John chapter 5, Jesus said in John chapter 5, verse 24, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me have everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that here shall live. I want you to understand this is a threefold voice. The first voice is now. God is calling. If anyone hears his voice and answers the call, he'll arise and there's a resurrection in the life. He'll be saved by calling on Jesus. There's also the trumpet's going to sound and the dead in Christ are going to raise and those that are called up to be with the Lord to ever be with the Lord. And there's also the white throne call. Amen. After the 1,000 years of millennial reign, there's a third call. I want you to understand if you're in the first call, you'll be in the second call and you won't have to go to the third call. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He says to you and I, he says in Revelations, he says, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to his work shall be. I am the Alpha. I am the Mega. I'm the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We serve a living God. We serve a living God. No matter what's going on in your life today, you might be going through some things. God wants you to understand that you're not going through them alone. Amen? That you're not alone. And at times it seems like that no one cares or no one's there. God wants you to know that he always has somebody in your behalf because you're his child and he loves you. He loves you. And though you don't, can't look at what people look like. He said, you see the way they looked at me? They could have had gas. It's not about looks. It's about what God says. He says that we're going to suffer reproach. But to rely on the one that's called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. That he sent his rescuer. He's always there to save. To the uttermost. To those that call upon his name. Amen. And he's coming with his reward. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to let no man steal my reward. Amen. I ain't going to let no man steal my reward. I know one thing. That the Lord showed me something in a little picture. He said this 100 years on this planet is not compared nothing to the 1,000 years that you'll just spend on this planet, much less eternity. Amen. Where you'll reign and what you do for 1,000 years. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to be a gatekeeper. Hallelujah. I want to be right in the presence of Jesus. I want to be just as close as I can. I'm always trying to draw close to him. And he says this, if you draw close to me, I'll draw close to you. If you draw close to me, I'll draw close to you. If you draw near to me, I'll draw near to you. God will draw as near to you as you allow him to. He isn't going to force himself on you. He's a perfect gentleman. Amen. But he's a God that loves you so much that while he was on the cross, you were on his mind. Amen. I don't know about you, but that makes me want to give him some praise and give him some glory. Can we give him some praise and glory in the house? Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So in closing today, I was supposed to say that. I forgot. In closing today, okay. Amen. The realm of reality. Here's the realm of reality. God is real. Satan's real too. Healing's real. Sickness is real too. Jehovah Rapha, the healer, is here. He's here because you are here. And the Word of God says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. So today, if you have a need or something you need us to agree with on prayer with you today, in closing today, just come and let us pray with you. Amen.